The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, friends. I'm Joanna Santa Barbara, and we're about to share an eco postcard. In eco postcards, I give you snippets of information about what's going on in our beautiful world, in the web of life, in which we are just one little strand. Some of these stories are saddening or angering, and many are inspiring as we consider each of us our own pathway of protecting the planet and its people. So I'll start with what's on, and there's lots. And for each of the items here, you can register on the Nelson Tasman Climate Forum website, which is a sort of hub of what's going on. So, first one is on Thursday night, August the 22nd, with apologies to Saturday morning listeners, and it's called Messages from the Matriarchs, and it's 5:30 to 7 and free, and 6 interesting women, I say that with a little bit of a blush because one of them is me, delivers whatever she thinks is important to the audience. It's a kind of storytelling performance sort of deal. You need to hurry if you would like to go to that event because it is selling out at the moment. But having met the other women last night, I would recommend it. Okay, August 28th, and note the early morning start to this, 8 a.m. to 9:30 a.m., website on Insights from Psychology for Climate Change Communications. And I think it particularly has to do with communicating from a science background to make what you have to say comprehensible, palatable. Okay, that same day, August 28th, there's something for you in the evening too. At 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., you can attend a webinar on ethical investing for collective well-being, connecting money and values. And two organizations, Pathfinder and Blue Moth, are collaborating to discuss this. Looking at the agenda, it also included ethical shopping, which is a concern to many of us. Also free, of course. Register on the Nelson Tasman Climate Change website. Okay, another early morning start on August the 29th, 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., on horticultural waste composting. This event is open to everyone, but it is directed towards larger scale composting. The speaker is a visiting speaker, David Hardwick, expert in regenerative agriculture, and this 4.5 hour workshop costs $50. Again, register on the same website. Leaping into September, I'll let you know the dates of the repair cafes in Nelson, September 22nd, and in Tasman, September the 21st. So put aside your stuff that needs mending. Okay, on to, I want to just give a minute or so to the issue of the carbon cost of data storage. I think we generally don't think about the stuff we do every day on screen in terms of a carbon footprint, but it has a carbon footprint that we can probably reduce if we try to. A researcher on this subject, Ian Hodgkinson of a UK university, discovered that 68% of data that's stored by companies is never used again, and he thinks that personal data, including our photos, might be rather similar. And he actually estimates that A standard email would create about 4 grams of carbon. That seems to me quite significant, and will cause me to think carefully about sending my emails. He recommends that we don't send useless emails and that we take care in reply all. Don't reply all if you really only need to get to one person, because that will all increase the carbon footprint. Okay, now I want to turn to the Climate Change Commission, which has just issued its report on monitoring the country's adaptation planning. You will doubtless know that the government and all the central government and local governments are engaged in planning for adaptation to climate change. Now, that's different from mitigation, which is trying to prevent or lessen it. Adaptation is assuming that in some form or other, it's hitting us now and it's going to hit us more in the future with floods, heat waves, bushfires, erosion, etc. And all the governments in the country, central and local, are engaged in planning for this and trying preventive action and not just emergency action. So the key finding in this report is that currently adaptation is not happening on the scale or at the pace that's needed. And they say the status quo is unsustainable. The Climate Change Commission makes a number of recommendations, including boosting effective local planning and action. It's got to be local when it's adaptation. Provide clarity on how the costs will be shared and paid for. This is a big issue because among the costs are costs of relocation in community-led planned retreat. A large number of buildings on the coasts around New Zealand are going to have to be abandoned or moved. And the issue of how those costs are shared, as you can imagine, is a very difficult and very big one. And it's made more complex by the fact that there's insurance retreat for rational reasons. Insurers are exiting from insuring buildings that are going to be inundated. The Climate Change Commission wants to ensure that iwi, Māori, can plan and act on this. Many marae are on or near the coast. They want the science and research system improved, which is a challenge because the present government has defunded a good deal of science and research in climate. So that is a wake-up call from the Climate Change Commission on how we adapt to the, by now, recurrent disastrous impacts of climate change on people and our land. Okay, that is it for today, dear listeners. I'm Joanna Santa Barbara, and this has been an Eco Postcard. Eco Postcard is broadcast for 9:30 Monday morning. Sorry, 3:30 Monday afternoon and 9:45 Saturday morning. Till next week, bye for now.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community Access Media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.